Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Support for On Point with Tom Ashbrook and the following message comes from Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage's completely online process lets you get a custom mortgage solution wherever and whenever you want. Check out Rocket Mortgage at quickenloans.com/onpoint.
From WBUR Boston and NPR, I'm Tom Ashbrook, and this is On Point. Cuban music has African roots, and Cuban jazz pianist Harold Lopez Nusa takes us on a journey there and beyond on his new album, El Viaje. He's a star in a long line of acclaimed jazz pianists out of Cuba. He's made his mark internationally, won first place at the Montreux Jazz Festival at 23. He's got a beautiful touch and sound, and we could use a little break from all the politics and battling. This hour on Point, out of Cuba, jazz pianist Harold Lopez Nusa. You can join us on air or online, where this conversation is always on. Do you know, love, Latin jazz? And what roots do you hear, listen for in the music? Join us anytime at onpointradio.org or on Twitter and Facebook at onpointradio. Joining me in the studio with keyboard in front of him is Harold Lopez Nusa, Cuban jazz pianist. He's been all over touring the U.S. for his new album, El Viaje. Harold, welcome to On Point.
Thank you so much, Tom. I'm very glad to be here.
It's just fantastic to have you.
Thanks.
Long line of musicians you come from. Do you stay in the mainstream of Cuban jazz piano, or are you moving in new directions, Harold?
Well, I feel that I'm a little the continuation of all those great piano players from Cuba, like Frank Emilio Flynn, like Bebo Valdez, Lily Martinez, Rubén González,
yes,
Chucho Valdez. Mm-hmm. But of course, I'm always looking forward for any other experience that I can take from here, from the state, from Europe, from Africa, from wherever. I think that the thing that we, the musician, we travel all around the world. That's very important for our cultures, because we have the opportunity to meet new musicians, mm-hmm, to know about other cultures. So I'm for sure I always gonna be like very proud of my Cuban heritage. So will be my music forever.
What's at the base of Cuban jazz? What's at the heart of it?
Well, I think that it's some point between our Cuban roots, our Cuban traditional music, our African traditional music, our Afro-Cuban music. Mm-hmm. This mixing with jazz. I remember that I always listened to jazz, to American jazz, when I was a kid in my house. Oh, I came from a musical family. My, mm-hmm, father, he played drums. My mother, she was a piano teacher. Mm-hmm. So we listened a lot of like Bill Evans, Miles Davis, Duke Ellington. So we, the Cuban musician, we are always looking forward what is happening here in the States. So I think that the most important thing will be like this mix between Cuban tradition and jazz.
You got your keyboard right here in the studio,
yeah,
with us, and we're eager to hear this new album. I believe this is from your new album, I'm Going to Cuba.
Yeah, Me Voy Pa Cuba. Yeah, this is the first piece of the album. Yeah.
Would you be good enough to play for us live here
now? It would be my pleasure.
We'd love to hear you do what so many others have enjoyed.
Sure. Thank you.
That is great fun. Oh, my gosh. The studio is full of that music.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Fantastic. What does Chucho Valdez hear when he hears you say, when he hears you play that? Is that in line with the old tradition, or are you off in a new boat here?
Well, I don't know. I'm proud of Chucho, and I respect so much. I think that he's like a master of Cuba piano, so I don't know. I hope that he liked it.
You grew up playing classical music. When did you turn to jazz, Harold?
Oh, yeah. I made my musical training in classical. In Cuba, we had only just like classical school of music. So when I was like 18, I was looking forward to play something else than classic. And so I was just trying to play musical, not jazz, just we call it in Cuba popular music. So that means Cuban popular music, jazz, rock, pop, wherever. It's not classical. I was trying for 1 year, and then I began to play with some band of jazz in Cuba. And I'm just still playing until today, yeah.
There was a time when Cubans had a hard time, I think, listening to rock and roll and American pop and all the rest. What about jazz? Was jazz during the heart of the Fidel Castro years, was jazz welcome from abroad, or was that bootleg?
Well, you know, they didn't understand very well jazz, so jazz was...
Was it forbidden?
No, was not forbidden. Uh-huh. No.
Because they didn't understand it exactly.
Yeah.
Rock was.
Beatle was, and rock was, yes.
So how would you get the music? Was it for sale in record stores in Cuba when you were a boy, when your parents were raising you?
Well, no, we don't have a lot of music sale stores, so I don't know where they get the music, my fathers, but we all get music in Cuba, and I think that we copy illegally everyone. Yeah. So, and we brought each other. So, yeah, I remember when I was in the school, that was the case. When one of the students get a recording, we just copy illegally all the school.
Do the older musicians think, I mean, now you have the freedom to be traveling and performing all over the place much more freely than they surely did at one time.
Yeah, sure.
Are they jealous of you? And will Cuban music stay the same if the musicians are all out in the world hearing, learning, seeing everything?
Well, not everyone have the opportunity to travel around the world. It's not only for Cuban musicians. Mm-hmm. It's hard for anybody. So, but it's true that now we are more open and we have more opportunities coming. And I hope that this benefit will be also, will came for other Cuban musicians. So, yeah.
You're in the U.S. on tour right now. For how long? How many weeks?
For like a month.
So it's a big, strong tour.
Yeah, I'm very happy with that, yeah.
And is it easy for you to get permission to do that these days? Or?
Well, it's easier than that was before, but it's still difficult. You have to apply for a work permit that takes long. And yeah, some is something that is still a little hard, but you get it.
We are so glad that you and your keyboard and your talents are here with us today.
Thank you.
My guest is Harold Lopez Nusa. His new album is El Viaje, behind us right here, Feria, off that album. Like sounds like, kind of like a dance party here.
Yeah, it's a street. It's like a street dance party, yeah.
We love it. Listeners, you can join us this hour. The keyboard is stretched before us. We've got time and we've got music. What do you think of this sound? Where does it take you? We're at 800-423-8255, 800-423-TALK with Cuban jazz pianist Harold Lopez Nusa. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We'll be right back. Ashbrook. This is On Point. We're talking this hour with Cuban jazz pianist Harold Lopez Nusa about his brand of Afro-Cuban Latin global jazz. He's with me in the studio. His new album is El Viaje, and it's pretty terrific. His keyboard is here as well. Behind us right here, Bacalao con Pan Cod, as in the fish, on bread. His take on a song by the great Cuban pianist Chucho Valdez, a major influence for Lopez Nusa. You can join us this hour. Have you been to Cuba yet since things got easier? Have you heard anything quite like this treatment? In Havana, beyond, are you still back in the Copacabana, in the Buena Vista Social Club? Does this music show you a new face of Cuba? Wow. I got to ask you again. So here you're working with Chucho Valdez's actual song, very well-known song in Cuba. Yeah. How have you turned it, changed it, seen it evolve in your treatment here with your group?
Well, that was a big hit in Cuba in the 80s. So I was born in 83. Mm-hmm. So I grew up with this song in my head. And when we was recording this album, I just want to put some songs that represent my musical education. So we just did our own version of that. It's very different from the original, but stay close to these two.
We hear it. We hear it. And lots of callers for you, Harold Lopez Nusa. Ruben is calling from Miami, Florida. Ruben, you're on the air. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. I just want to say how much pleasure I've gotten in hearing the sounds of this gentleman. And I want to say that in my mind, I was thinking about how much Cuban music did not get out to the world over the last 60 years. One example is the Mozambique, which I thought was an incredible rhythm that didn't even have a chance to develop because Cuba was so closed off to the world. That, you know, politics and society and everything else didn't let it transcend. So I hope that his music transcends, and I hope that Cuba can again journey to continue being what it always was, which is one of the most prolific producers of music in the world.
Ruben, can you hear that transcendence, that new evolution happening here in this
most
music?
Most definitely. And that's what brings me the most pleasure, is that I can hear a new sound, and as much as it's influenced by American jazz, it's very, very Cuban, and I could hear it in the rhythms, but it's completely new. And you know, I was listening to reggaeton the other day, and Cuban reggaeton, and I was thinking to myself, it's also in a point of transcending. It's also in a point of changing from, you know, obviously from its roots in reggae to its roots in Puerto Rican reggaeton to now Cuban reggaeton. And you know, it just inspires me to think that those Cuban musicians can once again go out into the world and work their craft.
It's wonderful to hear Cuba opening up, not wide open yet, but definitely opening up in new ways. And you hear it already in the music. I want to get another caller from Miami. They're coming right in for you, Harold, and we're glad for it. Adrian is on the line from Florida as well. Adrian, you're on. Thank you for calling.
Oh, thank you. I just wanted to echo Ruben's word and say that, you know, Cuba has contributed so much to music around the world that it's a shame that, you know, it hasn't, you know, during Castro's era, it was actually closed off, like Ruben said. I also wanted to say that thank you, Mr. Lopez Nusa, for contributing and for, you know, keeping the legacy of the great Chucho Valdez, Bebo Valdez, and our very own Cachao here in Miami. Thank you very much. I enjoyed your music, and I just bought the CD right now because I had to go on iTunes and get it immediately.
Oh, thank you
for doing this.
Thank you.
Let's keep the music right in our ears. It speaks as loudly as anything to the work of Harold Lopez Nusa here off the... This is the title track of his new album, El Viaje. Beautiful there. Describe the musicians you play with, Harold, what I mean, this is much more than piano going on here, yeah. And you've got a wonderful vocals there as well, and trumpeter.
Yeah, we have there. We have this magnificent trumpet player. He's from the same small town that Arturo Sandoval from Artemisa. We had a musician from Africa, from Senegal. He's singing over there, mm-hmm. Alun Wade, that I met in Paris some years ago.
Haunting, wonderful voice there.
Yeah, he has a wonderful voice. And we have also a guest, a percussionist guest. He's a wonderful percussionist. He used to play with Chucho and with everybody in Cuba, Adel Gonzalez. So this is a kind of jambu, that what means like a rumba, slow mm-hmm. rumba.
Yes.
Yeah, slow wawanko. And we get this language, who came from Senegal, Wolof. Mm-hmm. So we have this mixing between, yes, Africa and Cuba over there.
You're composing and arranging and performing. You're in the middle of all of this.
Yeah.
Where does your inspiration come from these days?
Well, for a lot of places, but mostly from Cuba. I get a lot of inspiration from my land, from my family, from people over there that are amazing. I mean, we had a lot of course, everybody know that we have a lot of problems, but we have like very smart people over there, very kindless, and I have a lot of inspiration from the problems, from mm-hmm. the people, from my bitches, I had a lot of I think that I take the most of my inspiration came from my country.
The homeland, speaking right there. Lots of callers for you. Portland, Maine, far from Miami. Joey is calling from Maine. Hi, Joey, you're on the air.
Hey, Tom, a huge fan. I just got a quick question. I play jazz trumpet myself, and I'm a huge fan of Mr. Lopez. Just wondering, you kind of touched base on this last conversation you had, but what if you could list like some your favorite trumpet players from Cuba that you like to play with?
Oh, well, yeah, you have to check, of course, Arturo Sandoval. For younger guys, you have Julio Padrón, this guy who played with me, who for me is one of the best in Cuba, Michael Gonzalez, and also Yacer Manzano. Those are guys very young, but they are doing a great job right now.
Mm. There's a whole laundry list for you, Joey, and working with Harold Lopez Nusa. Thanks for calling. I want to turn to Washington for a moment, if I may, and Felix Contreras. He's co-host of NPR's Alt Latino, also a part-time musician, you may not know. He plays Afro-Cuban percussion himself. Felix, thanks very much for being with us. Welcome back to On Point.
Thanks for having me. Good to be here again, Tom.
What do you hear in the music, the piano, the jazz of Harold Lopez Nusa here? What do you hear in terms of the evolution of the sound coming out of Cuba?
You know, it's and first of all, nice to meet you, Harold.
Oh, nice to meet you, Felix. Thanks for being here.
You know, what I hear is just a continuation, like Harold was saying, and some of the other callers have been saying, like a continuation of this tradition. You know, on Alt Latino, we just did two shows on Cuba. One of them was a report on a trip that I did recently, mm-hmm. and the other one was a conversation with a pianist at SF Jazz, Rebecca Malion, and we did a series. I asked her to bring in a playlist from a lecture that she did of some influential Cuban pianists because, you know, ironically, when I think of Cuba, I think of piano before mm-hmm. I think of percussion because it goes back that far. And I hear Harold, and we played him on the show, as a matter of fact. I hear him in that continuum of going all the way back to the 1930s and even beyond, where they're mixing in. It's basically the Africanization of Europe through the piano.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened. And Harold's part of that legacy going up through, you know, Bebo Valdez in the 50s, Chucho, his son, much later in the 60s, you know, even his uncle, Hernan.
And do you know it right away, Felix, when you hear it? Oh, that's Cuban piano jazz versus either Brazilian or Mexican or Venezuelan, you name it.
Yeah. in a word, yes. I mean, it's because it's so distinct because the Afro-Cuban rhythms are very distinct from the Brazilian rhythms. They're all based in Africa, of course, but it's been interpreted different ways. And you know, the Cubans just have a way of interpreting that drum through the piano. and it's more percussive and just as melodic, but more percussive. And it's a perfect combination of this percussion and melody that happens in other cultures and other styles, but it's particularly strong coming from Cuba.
It's so great to have Harold Lopez Nusa with us right here in the studio, and Felix Contreras of Alt Latino with us at the same time in our ears. The keyboard stretches before you, Harold, and there's another, I wish you'd play, there was a Lobos Child, Wolf's Child, kind of a a bolero, a little bit of a Parisian influence here.
Oh, yeah. This also have an influence from the music of Chopin, and so, also from Villalobos from
and
Brazil.
Cha-cha.
And it's a cha-cha-cha bolero, so, yeah.
Would you put those beautiful fingers to work for us? With me in the studio. How wonderful. I mean, it's just so rich, almost spiritual sound there. It's,
Thank you.
Lobos Cha off his new album, El Viaje. That languid tempo, I just love it. I mean, you call it a cha-cha, but wow, it's slowing it down. That's wonderful. Felix Contreras of NPR's Alt Latino listening in from Washington. Felix, free associate off of that wonderful live performance.
You know, it's It's a, again, a reflection of, I hear so many things. I hear a little bit of habanera in there. I hear some jazz, yeah, sure. Which is a, you know, a Cuban rhythm that goes back, I think, probably to the 19th century. There's some, I hear some jazz. I hear a little bit of Chick Corea. I think, you know, there's a lot of stuff, the bended notes in blues sometimes. You know, it's all wrapped up. Again, it's part of that reflection. You know, there's been a musical exchange between the U.S. and Cuba going back for just about as long as people have been playing music.
Yes.
And contrary to what was said earlier, you know, that musical exchange didn't stop. The musicians found ways to continue to absorb music from the mm-hmm. United States, mm-hmm. and it came out the other way. Mm-hmm. If you were really looking for it, like in the 80s and the 90s, there was a label called Mesidor. It was out of Frankfurt, Germany. You know, there was a ton of Cuban music there. NG La Banda, Los Muñequitos. Mm-hmm. There was like Cuban folkloric groups. Bebo Valdez had his comeback album from there. And then there was also a U.S.-based label, Cubadesk, that licensed music as well. So the music was always there. We just had to look for it and find it.
We've got it right here with us today. Felix Contreras, stand by. We have the wonderful Harold Lopez Nusa with us in the studio with his keyboard. You heard it. You hear it. Wow. It's pretty wonderful. Here is his song, Inspiration in Connecticut, written while he was staying in Connecticut on tour off his new album, El Viaje. I'm Tom Ashbrook with Harold Lopez Nusa. This is On Point. We'll be right back.
Support for On Point with Tom Ashbrook and the following message comes from Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage brings home financing into the 21st century with a completely online process that's fast, easy, and convenient. Using a phone or tablet, you can safely share bank statements and pay stubs without having to dig through piles of paperwork. It takes just a few minutes to get a custom mortgage solution on your terms, wherever and whenever you want. Check out Rocket Mortgage at quickenloans.com/onpoint. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Tom Ashbrook, this is On Point. We're talking today with Cuban jazz pianist Harold Lopez Nusa about his brand of Afro-Cuban Latin global jazz. His new album is El Viaje, The Journey. This is off his 2013 album, New Day, title track from that album. Felix Contreras is with us as well, co-host of NPR's Alt Latino, with us from Washington. Harold Lopez Nusa has his keyboard in the studio, and we're going to get him to play a little more here in just a moment. You can join us. Have you been to Cuba yet since things got easier? Have you heard anything there quite like this in Havana beyond? All right, Harold, I'm listening. This is from your last album. Should I know that this is Cuban? Would I know? How would I know?
That's also Cuba. Yeah, of course.
What about this track says Cuba?
Well, this is New Day from my mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. album before El Viaje. Mm-hmm. This inspiration came of course from the States. But there is something also between this a Cuban traditional song over there. It's mm-hmm. not very old, obviously, mm-hmm. but still there. It's still there, yeah.
Felix, maybe Harold is breaking right out of the orbit or making the orbit bigger.
You know, it's all of the above. You know, it really is. It's almost sounds like we're repeating ourselves, but it really is like the synchronization, the melding of the two musics is so common on both sides among the people on this side of on this side. You know, the people who are playing music or playing Cuban music or have studied it, it's just absorbed into the jazz thing and the jazz over there and the R&B, especially in the later musicians from later generations. It's one of the same. It's like the other half of the heartbeat in mm-hmm. a way. Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Miami, Florida, and Jordan calling for you, Harold. Hi, Jordan, you're on the air.
Hi, Tom. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Yeah.
Here's my question. Tradition is so powerful in Cuban music. there are songs like Manicero and Lágrimas Negras that every Cuban grows up knowing. Mm. Tradition is so strong even in musical families like Harold's family and Bebo and Chucho Valdez's family. Mm-hmm. So my question is, how does tradition shape what they do? And does he ever feel the need to break from it? Is it ever difficult to break from it to invent something new?
Harold?
I really don't understand the question. I'm sorry.
Well, tradition is so strong in Cuba, as you said.
Sure,
and
yeah.
Jordan Wonders from Miami, mm-hmm. do you sometimes want to break away from that tradition to make something new?
Well, yeah, sometimes. But for example, this song that we just listened to,
New Day,
when we play this alive, most of the time we turn this in El Manicero, in fact, mm-hmm. because it's like a. Are we then? So, yeah, the tradition is still there, even when you try to get out from this. But the tradition is still there because it's so strong in our culture. So for me, it's very hard to forget about that. So.
When you push further away from tradition, do your fellow Cubans support this, or do they say, "Hey, where are you going?
No,
what are you doing?"
No, they love to do it. This is something very, very special. When you play in Cuba, and when you play with Cuban musician in Cuba, you try to play like something different. No, mm-hmm. not like mm-hmm. Cuban style.
Let's move it somewhere.
It's moving somewhere. Let's move it somewhere. Let's try to play like more jazz American or mm-hmm. European. Mm-hmm. And when I am here playing mm-hmm. with the same musicians, mm-hmm. we going back to home and we play more like Cuban style. So it's something very strange.
Freewheeling, Felix, obviously.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
We're glad for it. Jordan, thanks for your call from Miami. Kathy in Bethany, Connecticut. Thank you for calling, Kathy. You're on.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
I'm so happy to have a chance to experience this music again. I just came back from Cuba a few months ago, and I love the music, Harold. I can't talk like everybody else about the technicalities. I'm going to talk about how it feels. It feels wonderful. It reminds me of the, of the culture and the history, but yet with a new vibrancy and that I felt when I was there. I didn't learn and know a lot about the history of the culture and the music, but I heard a lot of new great music, especially when I had a special opportunity to tour ISA and meet a lot of young musicians.
Fantastic, no, Kathy. I mean, lots of Americans, lots more Americans there now.
That's great.
Since the, opening of relations and easing of travel there. Kathy, thank you for your call. I just keep looking at this keyboard and want to hear more. This is such a great break from all the politics and news lately. You've got a piece off of a 2009 album, I think, Herencia, called Timbeando. Could you play that for us?
Yeah, sure. It would be my pleasure.
Wow. We promised to take you somewhere, and Hel Lopez Nusa definitely does there. Tim Beando from his 2009 album, Herencia, Inheritance. Oh, Felix, that Robusto right there, that's just fantastic. what do you hear, Felix?
You know, I think that you can hear, when you play back, if you're going to listen to this online or even listening mm-hmm. to his records and his solo piece, especially that one there, you could hear the split, like, definitely. And the pianists have this amazing facility of being able to do the thing with the left hand and the right hand.
Yeah.
And in the left hand, and correct me if I'm wrong, Harold, but I could hear like the Cuban tumbao, the bass part.
Yeah,
like, and it's an ostinato. Yep. It's like the doom, 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 the doom, doom. Okay. And then with the right hand, he's all over the place. He's doing the jazz stuff. He's doing, you know, he broke into a guajeo toward the end, that chord, that octave thing. Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, sure.
It's the pianists are the living and embodiment, really, of that combination of the Cuban and the jazz, perfectly executed right there.
Perfectly, just bravura,
astonishingly executed.
Yeah, really astonishing. Eva in New Orleans, Music Town. Eva, thank you for calling. You're on the air with Harold Lopez Nusa.
Yes, hello. I'm extremely impressed, and I wanted to mention that, of course, I'm European by birth, but have lived in New Orleans for at least 50 years. And so I've been exposed to marvelous music, had so many roots here in New Orleans from various places. But also I have, enjoyed most of my life, Beethoven, Brahms, Mozart, etc. My question to your marvelous pianist and writer is, if he... For instance, the first piece that was being played, was that note by note, is it written down like the classical composers do? We play classical composers note by note, or is your guest playing inspirational at that very moment?
Eva, I have to say, and I'll put it to Harold, but watching him, it looks to me like he's improvising off of a leitmotif here. But Harold, which is it?
Yeah. Well, we start with something that we already know, but then we just improvise about that. So at the start, of course, there is some knowledge about where we're going to play. But after that, we just trying to improvise, with this melody, or with this rhythm, or with this music.
How did that feel when you first did it as a classically trained musician? Oh, when you first let yourself go free to that improvisation?
Yeah, but at the beginning it was very hard because I came from this like classical training that you know everything, you have all the notes right, and you have to play it like that. And this kind of freedom that you don't know what is going to happen was very scary for me at the beginning. I was like scared. I just have a lot of support from my parents, my uncle, my friends. Go, try it. and now it's the more exciting that I have in this music, the freedom that you have that you don't know exactly what is going to happen.
Exciting for us, for sure. Here's Africa off the new album El Viaje. Lopez Nusa there with Africa off of El Viaje. Felix Contreras with NPR's Alt Latino. All right, you remind us that the flow of music has always gone back and forth. Things are more open now. Where do you anticipate that's going to take the sound of Cuban music, Felix?
I think it's going to, and it already is slowly but surely opening up younger musicians, the exposure to younger musicians who have been absorbing all this from Harold's generation and slightly younger. Just the past April, I was in Austin, of all places, and met a young drummer named GC Garcia, who has a band called Banda Ancha. Yeah. She's got a great group that also includes a DJ, hip-hop DJ mixed in with their jazz. So there's a whole new generation of musicians who are playing stuff. And I think that the people who are interested and open and want to hear music will have their minds blown because there's just so many amazing things happening there.
Felix Contreras, co-host of NPR's Alt Latino. Thanks for jumping in with us today, Felix. Wonderful to have you here.
My pleasure. Thanks.
Wow. Thank you. What a great thing. Harold, where are you performing next? Where does the tour go next?
Oh, I'll be playing tonight in New York at This Is Club at Lincoln Center. So,
fantastic. Yeah. Wow, that's not a bad address. That's not bad at all. And when you get back to Cuba, are people there still very curious about what you're finding abroad, or are more people traveling themselves? Are they able now?
Oh, there is some who start to, who travel, but there's still a lot of curiosity of what is happening outside Cuba, because, of course, not many people have the possibility, the economy possibility to travel. Mm-hmm. It's still hard for Cuban people to travel.
Can you take the music home with you, or do you have access to all the world's music now when you're in Cuba? Can you go online or not?
No. When I travel, I'm downloaded a lot of music, buying music, videos from YouTube, and take it home and share with friends, of course, always.
We hear that. And what a lucky marriage of so many strands there, so many threads. Harold Lopez Nusa's new album is El Viaje, The Journey. It has been absolutely a delight to have you with us here in the studio.
Thanks. I had a great time. Thank you, Tom.
Thanks for your beautiful keyboard, your beautiful chops. Thanks for melding all of this together and bringing it to us. Harold Lopez Nusa, El Viaje is the new album. We'll go out with a track from that is De Una Fabula, a fable. Sounds like that to me, a good one. One that's alive right here with us today. Listeners, thanks for joining us. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point.